I have got a bone to pick, so to speak, with Bruce the Shark.
Right then, the meeting has officially come to order. Let us all say the pledge. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. If I am to change this image, I must first change myself. Fish are friends, not food.
That, of course, is from the film Finding Nemo, but as I said, I've got to disagree. Nothing says summer to me quite like a plate of fresh, delicious seafood. My most recent craving, admittedly, was for a plate of fried clams, bellies, of course, after a nice long day at the beach. So we're going to talk about that today, and I invite you to join the conversation as well. What's your favorite way to enjoy seafood? How do you cook it? How do you eat it? Or are you not a seafood fan? All are welcome. 1-800-423-8255. It's 1-800-423-TALK. And joining us for this conversation is Barton Seaver. He's a Maine-based chef and author most recently of The Joy of Seafood. Barton, hello.
Hey, thanks for having me. Nice to be calling in.
And Jacob Afoa, owner of Mano Poke Shop in Somerville. Jacob, welcome to Radio Boston.
Aloha, brother.
All right. So, Barton, I've got to start with you. As I just said, your most recent book, The Joy of Seafood. I believe you've got almost 1,000 recipes in there. You can pick your top 500 and let us know. No.
Okay.
Talk about the joy of seafood. What does that mean to you?
You know, there's no ingredient category that's more compelling to me than seafood. Just all of its seasonality, tastes, textures, colors, aromas, the narratives behind it. I mean, what other food comes with sort of the expectation of tall tales surrounding its origins, you know, and how it came to us? It's just a fascinating thing to cook. And yeah, I mean, that's what it is to me. The joy of an ever changing, always delicious ingredient.
Jacob, what about you? What does that phrase mean for you?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
The joy of seafood. What's that mean to you?
Oh, man. It means that my belly is full.
Now we're talking.
I'm a very happy person.
All right, let me ask you both, what's your favorite seafood dish, if you had to pick one?
Jacob, go ahead.
Oh, man. So where I'm from, we have a dish called Fai Ai Fe'e, which is octopus that we slow cook in coconut milk. We've actually served it a couple times as a weekend special at Manoa. And, yeah, it's just the octopus comes out really tender and it's just amazing.
Sounds fantastic.
Once we run it again, you definitely should come by and try it.
All right, Barton, what about you?
You know, it's more just like the base dish that's probably my favorite because the seafood on top is so interchangeable. But I take a small cast iron pan and I get it rip roaring hot. I throw in way too much olive oil, a couple of whole cloves of garlic just lightly smashed. As soon as those begin to color, 2 pints of cherry tomatoes, let those sit, just roll them in the oil. And as soon as they get their skins blister a little
already.
Bit, the juices begin to come out. I put a couple of pieces of fish right on top. Oftentimes it's, you know, salmon, but cod, hake, halibut, whatever you got is going to work. And then I throw the whole thing in my toaster oven under the broiler. Wait about 8-9 minutes.
All
what
right,
comes out?
Right.
You get this beautiful crispy skin and this emulsified, delicious tomato, olive oil, garlic, aromatic sauce. Serve it with bread. Fantastic.
We're going to put a pin in that because you had me until you said throw it in the toaster oven. But I want to come back to that because I want to go to the phones here. 1-800-423-8255. Alan's in Wakefield. Alan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And I think this is the most timely conversation I've had today about seafood. I feel like it's underrepresented, but just throwing some mussels on the grill, you know, get a foil pan or even I've made a foil envelope. And as the last caller said, overdo it with the olive oil. Then I throw in as much lemon as I can, some onions, some tomatoes, and then ideally a splash or two of Sam Summer. So it's just really, really great stuff.
Hey,
underrepresented on the grill.
Alan, we'll all be over after the show. Sounds great. Get that grill fired up.
There we go.
Bart, let's stick with mussels there for a second. What's the secret to cooking mussels, would you say?
You know, just having them on hand. Mussels are one of my very favorite things from a sustainability perspective. They're a food that really we should be eating a whole lot more of. From a convenience standpoint, man, they're delicious. And they actually last in your fridge for several days, you know, when well cared for, just a moist paper towel on top. But literally the great thing about mussels, what do you have left over from your other meals? You have some roasted zucchini from last night. You got a half glass of white wine that you didn't finish. You've got some, you know, some herbs that you didn't quite use up. Oh, great. Okay. Roasted zucchini and herb mussels with a little bit of white wine. There you go. Anything works. Red wine, white wine, beer, you name it.
All right, you mentioned sustainability there. I'd love to hear you both kind of talk about this. It's something we hear a lot about when we're talking about seafood. How do you think about sustainability when you're choosing a menu or deciding what exact fish to buy? How should that play into the equation?
Jacob?
I guess, you know, whatever's in season, we try not to overbuy. One of our favorites is local scallops. We like to make a passion fruit scallop ceviche, I guess you'd call it. We just try to see what's available at the moment and try not to overbuy. I guess just us doing our part.
And there's a whole number of them. I mean, this is what I've largely spent my career doing, is around sustainable seafood and advocating for just smart, healthy, reasonable choices. But a couple of very simple things we can do, you know, Chef mentioned it right there, Jacob did, with, you know, buy only what you need. The freezer aisle is a great place to start for sustainability. And nowadays it's also a great place to start for quality, but the least sustainable seafood there is the one that you throw away uneaten. So just buy what you need. Also, you know what, domestic fisheries, there are sustainable fisheries all over the world as represented by Marine Stewardship Council, Aquaculture Stewardship Council, best aquaculture practices certifications. But domestically, we do a really, really great job with both farmed and wild fish. So if you see a made in the USA label, if you see even better made in New England or Boston, you know, Massachusetts label, by all means, know that you are driving your dollars directly into the heart of our America's, you know, I think, first heritage heirloom food, that of seafood, supporting your communities and doing good by the environment.
Amen, brother.
Jacob, I'd love for you to talk to us a little bit about poke, because not everybody knows even really what that is. I think some folks may have seen it but not experienced it. For folks who are newcomers, what would you tell them? What would you recommend they order? And talk about the different options you guys have at your shop.
Well, poke itself is the Hawaiian word for cut, or it's cube. So what it is it's cube fish marinated in basically whatever you want to marinate in. But the classic poke would be the shoyu. Shoyu being, it's kind of like the slang word for soy sauce. So the classic shoyu would typically be fish marinated in soy sauce, a little bit of sesame oil, with onions, scallions. That's kind of our go-to here at the shop. That's actually our top-selling poke. We also provide like spicy tuna, spicy options where we throw a little bit of kimchi aioli in there.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Yeah. And but one of our favorite poke that we serve is only served on Sundays. In our culture, Sundays is more of like a family day where the whole family gets together and feast. And the dish that we make is called oka. We choose whatever fish we have available, and we marinate it in coconut milk, a little bit of citrus, Thai chilies, onions, scallions, and I'll throw a little bit of goji garu in there too.
Fantastic.
That's actually one of our favorites here, and I highly recommend that for first timers or trying the ahi shoyu or salmon shoyu.
All right. Alice is in Lynn. Let's bring Alice into the conversation here. Alice, welcome to Radio Boston. What's on your mind?
I made fresh fish ceviche because I'm allergic to shellfish, and just onions, lime juice, lemon juice, fresh cilantro. It was put in the fridge, served really cold. Fantastic.
Wow. Either of you guys ever heard of that before? Fish ceviche?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Yep. You know, one of the things that I really like to do with ceviche, onions tend to play a recurring role in most ceviche recipes, is slice your onions really thin and then wash them under cold running water for just a few minutes. That just gets a little bit of that bitterness, a little bit of that funk and sort of potency out of them. and then just pat them dry. And what you end up with is this like sweet, earthy, wonderful, crunchy texture that marries perfectly and really sort of provides a platform and blooms the aroma of the fish itself.
Alice mentioned she's allergic to shellfish. Is there anything – my dad was actually allergic to shellfish too, so I wasn't around a ton growing up. I'm not as comfortable cooking. Any cooking tips specifically for shellfish? Is it different at all, or is it pretty much the same deal?
Oh, yeah. It's very different. And shellfish is a big category, obviously, you know, for everything from an oyster that, you know, to clams and mussels to lobsters and shrimp. But like everything else with seafood, it's, I would say, turn down your heat low and slow. Give yourself some leeway. You know, shellfish, you have the benefit of cooking them in the shell, which not only adds helps to add flavor, but also retains moisture and texture. So have confidence. Just buy them. You know what? It's going to be delicious in any which way you cook it. So that's my advice.
All right, Jacob, final word to you here. What's your recommendation for one seafood dish you want someone to really celebrate the food of the sea here? What would you go to?
Oh, out here, I really enjoy the Jonah crab claws. We just throw some, we make kimchi crab claws every once in a while when they're in season. And my God, that is one of my favorite dishes here ever. So yes, Jonah crab claws, kimchi Jonah crab claws is my go-to.
There you go. Can't go wrong. All right. That's Jacob Afoa, owner of Mano Poke Shop in Somerville, and Barton Seaver, Maine based chef and author, most recently of The Joy of Seafood. Thanks so much to both of you guys. I wish you a weekend full of delicious seafood to celebrate the 4th.
Yes. Cheers. Thank you, brother. Aloha.